Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today.
Oh, picket line.
Marvin Gaye said it best. What's going on, man? There's too many of us dying. You know, it's too many things going on in this world. We need to spread love and not hate, and we got to take better care of ourselves. Tonight, we got a hot show. We're going to talk about what's going on in the hip-hop industry, health and wellness. Rest in peace, Prodigy. You know, we just lost them. I got my wonderful host, co-host, the one and only Rhonda Supreme in the building, and she's going to introduce our two guests we have tonight.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Lush, for having us tonight on Lush Radio Online. Always, always a pleasure. And, yes, we do want to pay our respects to Prodigy. You know, he's gone way too early. He had so much more to give us, so talented, just very conscious and aware of what is going on in our community. And we're going to miss him, you know, rest in paradise, Prodigy, definitely. Also, you're right, we have health issues that we need to address in our community. A lot of issues go unchecked, and we have a special guest tonight on the show, Rick Million, who is an ambassador and on the battlefield for people in the industry, especially our hip-hop industry. You know, he definitely, definitely helps those who need help in obtaining health care and wellness, and we appreciate him definitely. And the second person who we are going to speak to is someone who also has a condition similar to Prodigy, sickle cell, and we want to discuss that as well, and that's Marvin Thompson, the brother of Jam Master Jay. So, yes, that's what we intend to touch on tonight, Lush.
Yeah, we have both of them on the line, so they're going to touch on that, and, you know, me being from Queens, you know what I'm saying, Queensbridge was just, you know, a legendary, you know, space, you know, in New York that, you know, a lot of New York's finest came out of, you know, so, you know, Queensbridge, you know, is definitely mourning. New York is mourning. You know what I'm saying? Nas is mourning. Big salute to my man, Illa G. He was crying. Like, I mean, he came up with them, and it's really hard. We were trying to have him on the show, but right now he's just going through it, you know, so Prodigy was still young, you know, in the game, you know, and, you know, much, you know, big prayers to his family, you know, sickle cell anemia, you know, T-Boss has it also, you know, so, I mean, we definitely got to take care of ourselves. This industry is hard, but we got to take care of ourselves, man. So we're going to go to the phone lines and bring on Rick and Marvin to the show. Peace.
Oh, welcome.
Peace, man.
Welcome.
Hello, hello.
Yes.
Rick is here. Thank you for having me.
Good evening,
everybody.
Welcome to
the show.
Definitely.
Can you hear me?
Man, yeah, we can hear both of you. Loud and clear.
Yes, okay. Very clear. Very clear.
Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely. So we want to hear from you fellas, man. Like, what's going on? Like, you know, tell us about sickle cell anemia, you know. Tell us about sickle cell anemia. You know, tell us what's going on with hip-hop when it comes to, like, health, man. What's going on?
Myself, I'm going to speak on it because I live with this disease. I've been living with this disease all my life. I have sickle cell disease.
Marvin, yes,
wow.
You do.
Yeah, I have sickle cell anemia disease. I just got out of the hospital last week. So, it's rough living, I call it living out of the suitcase on the road, you know, the tour bus, jumping in and out of planes and traveling. You know, my brother was like really concerning me getting sick on the road, but God was good. Every time I go out with him, I never got sick and not on the road. But, you know, certain places I decided I didn't want to go to because of the weather.
Okay. Mm. And that's what we need to discuss, because for those who don't know what sickle cell anemia is, what exactly is it?
Well, it's a blood disease.
And how does it affect you?
It's a blood disease, but it affects everybody differently. It's so many different forms of sickle cell anemia. That as I got involved more and more with the sickle cell community, I've come to find out it's different types. You know, I mean, I'm SS, which I have the full disease, and it's like SC and different forms, and it affects everybody differently. Me myself personally, I can't be out in the rain. I can't be out in the snow. You know, I have to pick my in the element. Like, if it's 90-some degrees outside, I can't be outside. If it's, cold outside, brick cold, like 0 degrees something, the wind chill factor something, I don't go outside. So,
I didn't realize
things,
that.
Wow.
Yeah, so, even with the beach.
What were we going to say, love?
I have a question, Marvin. Because I have anemia, right? But I know it's different. There's a difference between regular anemia and sickle cell. Because my anemia, like, I get cold because my blood is low or whatever.
Right.
Like, I have, like, low blood. So, and I have to stay on iron pills. So, with you guys, is it more crucially low? Do you get the sickle cell anemia when it's super low? I mean, how is it?
Well,
is it more hereditary? Is it hereditary?
More who?
Is it hereditary?
I didn't hear what you said. Yeah, it's hereditary.
It is hereditary. Yeah.
It's hereditary.
It is.
Yes. I mean, anemia. I mean, what I have and what you have, it ain't really. It's only different is, you don't get the pains and you don't get that, the pains is crucial. It's life-threatening and you don't get that. That's because your blood isn't flowing through your body. That's what causes the pain, because the sickle cells, the cells itself is sickle. So they're not oval like your regular cells. So my cells is pretty much shaped like a peanut. So they're getting to the joint.
So
they get into the joints and
they're
clogged. Yeah, and they're clogged up together in my joints and stuff.
Yeah, Rick knew about. I know you know about this, Rick,
because
you work in
sickle
the healthcare.
Sickle cell prevents proper blood flow.
Right. They kind of gather together.
Exactly.
Okay.
It has to do with the sickle. People with sickle cell have abnormal hemoglobin.
Right.
Hmm. Now, what causes that?
Our hemoglobin dies. It dies in us. We don't make red blood cells as fast as normal people.
Okay.
With the oxygen and the lack of oxygen in our body, they don't want us to smoke, but most sickle cells I know smoke.
They smoke. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. That is odd, because I had a girlfriend. This is Rhonda, and I had a girlfriend in college, and we went to Howard University together. And she had sickle cell, And I remember her going through crisis. And I remember her being in so much pain when she would go through a crisis that I just wanted to cry for her. And we would take her to Howard University Hospital, which was an all-black hospital. So they knew what to do because they had lots of sickle cell patients. And they, you know, they took good care of her, you know, but they would give her blood transfusions so that they would give her good blood that wouldn't sickle,
it's like getting new blood.
Right. Yeah. And they would have to do that to her. Yes, I remember.
Yeah, but that new blood, after it gets into your body, after a while, it'll turn sickle.
It'll clot it.
Yeah, it'll turn sickle.
And that is that. That says a lot, too, because if that new blood learns how to sickle again, that says a lot about DNA, because I'm telling you that you're right, because it didn't stop her from not getting another crisis. But what I was getting at is that she smoked. She used to smoke, too. And I don't know if that's just a something to alleviate the stress of what you're going through. You know how you pick up habits or vices when you're going through stress and you have pain in your body. Maybe I'm thinking that might be the reason why some sickle cell patients do, you know, resort to that, because you just reminded me that she did that herself. Yeah.
Right. But it's not, I don't think it's
what
more of like a stress pattern. I think it's more of the fact that as a child, you limited to a whole lot of things. Like, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that, I couldn't play basketball. I used to ride my bicycle. I lived in Brooklyn. We ride to Coney Island, and all day I'm riding around Coney Island, ride back home. I'm sick that night.
Okay.
Wow.
You overexert yourself, but a lot of things like the doctors, you know, as a child, the doctors told me don't do this, don't do that. You know, we just don't walk up those steps. They don't really don't want you to overexert yourself because of the oxygen level in your body. You know, so you get sick. The first thing they do, they give you oxygen and they give you an IV for liquid. And they keep you from getting dehydrated.
That.
You know, you don't want to be the whole thing with sickle. They get dehydrated quick. You gotta stay, you know, hydrated.
They gotta stay
hydrated.
The other thing is that
we're getting like real information, straight, firsthand on sickle cell anemia. T.Y. story. You know, they said she wasn't going to be able to live till a certain age because of sickle cell anemia.
I remember that.
It's a great grace of God. You know what I'm saying? She's still alive,
right.
So it affects people differently.
And
so
more than
two. Also about how you take care of yourself. So, like Prodigy, a lot of people didn't even know that he was suffering for this a long time ago. He's been suffering with this.
I wouldn't even have
known. A lot of people.
Me and Prodigy had kicked it about the sickle cell disease and him being on the road. And I tried to tell him how I had to do it when I was on the road with my brother. Like, the first thing I do when I go in the hotel, I cut the air conditioner off.
Okay.
Then when I walk in my hotel room, I cut the air conditioner off because it's too cold. I couldn't go in the pool. I couldn't go play in the pool with everybody else because I could step out the pool and get a chill. Just that fast, and I'm sick. So, the pool, the beach, you could go on the beach, but you can't get in the water. You can come out the water and get a chill. And I got, if I sit on the beach and I get in the water, when I get out the water, I got to take the blanket and wrap myself up in the blanket. Keep
now,
the
I didn't
whole
know
thing
that
about,
well.
You want to keep your body temperature at a certain level. All time.
See, that's what I was thinking. Do you think it's best for someone with sickle cell to live in the warmer climates then? Maybe in the southern states? I never knew that.
My mother was trying to have me be raised in North Carolina with my grandparents.
Right.
But I got sick down there. They didn't know how to take care of me down there.
Okay.
So they shipped me back to New York. when they had to ship me back to New York. Or, you know, that's very important to have the proper doctors.
You do.
To know who you are and know how you live.
They have to know you and know what to do when you have a crisis, because my girlfriend passed away at the age of 33, and she had only been married 6 months. And the doctors, what happened, she had an ulcer on her leg, and it wouldn't heal. And eventually she had a crisis. And she went to a different hospital, not Howard University Hospital, but a hospital that didn't know about sickle cell. It was an all-white hospital, and they didn't know what to do, and she died. So that is true. You do need to be around a hospital that is familiar with sickle cell anemia, because they have to treat it specific, you know, specific to that disease.
Also, Rhonda, I believe that, you know, sometimes you gotta let your people around you, your family know, so they can know if you're in that situation, how do they deal
with
it? That's
true.
You know, because if they don't know, that time that they panicking, it could be life or death for you, you know. So you gotta also make sure that whoever's around you knows what your situation
your
is, so they can know how to deal
family.
With it. You know, your family to know what's going on. We got a caller on the line. 215, we're live right here with both our wonderful guests. And, you know, we're remembering Prodigy from Mobb Deep, you know, RIP Prodigy. Tell us your name, where you calling from, 215, what's popping?
Rest in peace, Prodigy. First of all, this is Montana Black representing Philadelphia, 215.
Nice.
How y'all doing?
Good, all right. Peace.
All right.
Peace.
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 So,
yes,
say again?
I said, did you have any memories of Prodigy, like favorite memories, or did you have any questions for our guest?
Well, I didn't know Prodigy personally, but his contribution to hip hop was definitely humongous. Come in Havoc, the entire group of Mobb Deep.
Yes.
Any questions to the guests as far as Prodigy? You know, I just wanted to call up and say, you know, rest in peace, Prodigy. Thank you for your contribution to this music.
Yes, he definitely did contribute. Yes, he did. And he's gone way too early, because he had a lot more in him. I'm telling you, we were discussing sickle cell as well, and how we need to take care of each other and our brothers and sisters in our community, you know. And sometimes you do need to make people aware of the issues that you're having, the people close to you, so that they can take care of you and watch out for you. And Rick, that's what you do. That's what you're doing, and we so appreciate you. We so appreciate you. Tell everybody a little bit about what you're doing for the hip hop community.
I've been involved in hip hop since its inception, way before it was called hip hop. Considered one of the, I call myself a jam chaser. I used to run around trying to find the next music out in the park. But what I do now is that I'm seeing too many people in hip hop, outside of hip hop, personal friends that I just lost a friend of 40 years, died in his sleep. I had an issue of my own. I took care of it. You know, just going to the doctor. I worked in healthcare since 1985. I don't wait till it hurts. If something's not normal, I'm going to the doctor. And usually they say that people who work in healthcare are the worst patients. I'm one of the best patients. I was really never sick. Now, like I was telling Rhonda yesterday, I started in the hospital when I was 19. I was a messenger. A messenger is a patient transporter. I took patients everywhere. I was able to go to every nook and cranny of the hospital that nobody sees.
Where were you working? What part?
I started at Beth Israel. on 16th
okay.
Street. I was patient transporter for like maybe 5 years. So I've saw a lot of things in my life. One of the responsibilities for transporters when they used to have someone who we used to call, say, they were coding, that means they were dying. The doctors
right.
would respond. We'd stand outside the door. They'd have to take the person's oxygen level by the way of the groin in the artery, take that to the pulmonary function lab, and they would run a test to see how the oxygen is running.
Mm-hmm.
And it struck me that this man they had revived, and while he was basically dead, the doctors were discussing where they're going to eat, who's going to play ball, this, this, and that. And I found myself to really break down and cry in front of them. I was close with them. So they explained to me that in reviving this person, they had to separate the moral feeling of a person dying because it clouds judgment. It clouds judgment. So when you go to the hospital, when you go to the hospital and you see doctors, you see them stone-faced. It's not they're not stone-faced personally. They have to come and tell you the good news, the bad news, and they cannot portray any personal feelings, even though they may feel for the family. They feel for the family when somebody passes away. They just have to be numb. So my thing is, I want my people, whether I know you or not, I don't care what persuasion you are. I don't care who you are. You need to go to the doctor. You need to take that one time every 6 months. I say every 6 months.
I say every six months.
Things can change in six months. But if you can't do that, or you feel your normal self, that's fine. But make sure you go to the doctor every year.
Okay,
and before you go to the doctor, close your door. If you got kids, tell your kids to give you 5 or 10 minutes. Go to the bathroom. Take a pencil. Think about everything that has bothered you that you basically ignored and put it on paper. There's a commercial.
Wow.
I can't recall the exact commercial, but I think I hear it on BLS in the morning, and I don't see it on TV. So it's something that I listen to on radio. It says you ever wonder, you're asking all of these questions, then you get to the doctor, and then you left, and then you figured I should ask this.
Yes, me.
Yeah, somebody. I know you've heard it.
No, I've done it.
I get home,
I said, oh, my God, I forgot to ask something that has been on my mind for months, and I forget to ask it.
Yes, and what one needs to do, and I'm telling you what I do, and I'm telling you what I was taught by physicians. Write everything down. Your list is never too long.
Okay.
If your doctor does not want to answer, all of your questions, it's time for you to get another doctor.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you.
If they cannot answer your question, they can refer you to somebody that can.
Right. They should be able to at least see that and
they can guide you.
Listen,
and
we know.
Most important, men should be taking basic blood work. Men should be, I'm saying, at 30 years old, 35 years old, I don't care what the news says, take a PSA.
Right.
Take a PSA.
My father's PSA was high.
You tell them, I want a PSA. If my insurance don't pay for it, I'm paying for it. You do it. If they don't want to do the blood test that you ask for, you need to get another doctor.
You
gotta
get that's important. Mm-hmm. That's
you
important.
Gotta, you
you're right.
Sure, you come first, you know, and no
you have to be
tell
your
you
own advocate.
But some people are intimidated
exactly.
by the fact that this person is an MD. I'm 52 years old. I am not a doctor, but I am an MD without a license, and I can have anyone in my professional circle tell you this man is a doctor without a license. I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I know what I do because I learned, I listened, I gathered. I
right.
had to tell a couple of doctors, excuse me, don't underestimate the work because I was working at the hospital temp. And I had to tell the
right.
director of the service, I said, please do not associate the job that I do with the mind that I carry, the mental that I hold. I said, the difference between you and I is that you are a doctor, and I didn't want to go to medical school. Not that I couldn't.
Mm-hmm, but you know.
I didn't want to go. And now that director of service is my best friend.
There you go.
And he's a trauma surgeon.
Well, now,
Rhonda, I think the other issue too we have too is that the fact that when it comes to the hip hop, I don't know if it's like either like you said, intimidation. What's going on here?
It sounds like a motorcycle.
Sounds
like a motorcycle.
Yeah. Okay.
But the hip hop. Industry.
I think the other thing is that the issue with hip hop artists sometimes, because we've seen a lot of them that came up in our era, their teeth are not, you know, they didn't take care of their teeth, you know, they didn't take care of their health. People were dealing with mental issues, dealing with demons,
right.
no matter what
diabetes.
Aspect of health, their diabetes, cancer, all kinds of different things are going on. Too much drugs, a drug overdose, so many different things are going on. And it's almost like they fear going to the doc, and we need to definitely encourage our brethren in the hip hop community. Go get yourself checked. Instead of buying them shoes or that jewelry, go to the hospital. Go to the doctor. Like you can't get your life back. You know,
one life.
You can't get your life
one
back.
Life. Yeah.
Could I just interject a minute? What I think is. It's not just the hip-hop community. It's the artistic community. The artistic community is the community that is segregated from all other aspects because a lot of them make money but are unable because they're self-employed, don't have insurance. Then the other factor is that you're my friend, we're cool, We go back years, but nobody likes to talk about, you know, I think I have this because of not the shame. They don't want people blabbing their business.
That's a good point.
You see it with the actors and actresses. Soon as one thing goes wrong, how does everybody know if I'm not saying anything?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. So my thing is, I have a couple of patients who are members of the hip hop community. I cannot discuss that because I violate HIPAA and I violate their trust.
No, don't.
They know
do
who
that.
They are.
Right.
No, I will never do that. I will never do that. There's no reason for me to.
I know you won't.
It would be doing the same thing for another patient that I have. But
you wouldn't do that, right?
No, I wouldn't do that. There's no reason for me to do that. My thing is, I'm here to take care of them.
You're here to
my
help
thing is,
other people too.
Yeah, I'm here to
they
help anybody
to
who
you.
Wants to be. I'm here to help anybody that wants to be helped.
Yeah,
I don't. It doesn't have to be specific to hip hop. It could be somebody in hip hop's family member. What I want to do is inspire people to go to the doctor, and if they need a little help, they can ask me for help. Now, what I do ask for is that if someone is going to ask me for help and where they can go to get certain things, that they have to be just as committed to that as I am, because I take that serious.
Okay. Don't say if you make an appointment and you don't go to the appointment and things like
you're
that.
Wasting my, well, things happen. Things happen. Things happen.
No, but I mean, some people just don't go. Right. They just don't go.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that, okay, I understand that you're scared. I understand you may not know me. But if I'm investing my time in you, because I really don't have to, the point is I'm trying to get you on a healthy path, Whether you go to the doctor does not affect me. What affects me is my time and investment in your health. And if you're not invested in your health, I can't be invested in your health because you're the one that has to go to the appointments because I go to work every day.
Yeah, they need to respect your time, and you're respecting them by caring for them. They should respect your time. Now, is Marvin, Marvin, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, so your health care providers, like, do you feel comfortable with your specific doctors? I mean, how do they treat you for your sickle cell anemia? Are they very knowledgeable, the people you see? Because there might be people out there that are listening, and we can, you know, actually just give them a reference of what to do if they're not happy with their health care provider.
Well, my health care provider was at Columbia Presbyterian up there on, in Washington Heights in Manhattan. I'm very comfortable with her. Everybody knows she is at the hospital, the teaching hospital for one thing. But she's one of the teachers. So when I'm in the emergency room, the first thing they, you know, when they pull my chart, they see her name. So they know automatically to call her from me. I'll tell them. If they don't know, I let them know to call her. Well, she could just whatever you decide you want to do, you let her know. But she could tell you yay or nay. See, cause I ran into problems in the hospital because a lot of times, you know, you get these new doctors coming out of school, fresh out of school or whatever, and they run the guinea pig game on you quick if you're not aware.
Right.
You know they.
Okay.
You know and so they. I don't allow that. You know, they all anything they want to do test wise, whatever, they have to talk to her. And my my emergency contact is another doctor. Which is a cousin of mine. I have a cousin that's a medical doctor in D.C.
That's good. Yeah.
And they will have to call. And I get to a point where I can't be responsible for my call him.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of times he had to come from D.C. to New York because I was in the hospital to tell them what to do for me because they got caught up in a panic situation as far as I was concerned, you know. So a lot of times, you know, like I go in there for, you know, like I had been in the hospital for serious headaches. I had been in the hospital for, like, a blood infection. I was in the hospital for, like, months at a time. So, you know, it's a lot of, my whole thing is like, you know, I'm 62 years old at this time. So they've been I walk up in there, they be like praising me because I am one, like, you know, I take care of myself. I do the best I can. At 62, I mean, my mom's like, you know, they've been telling her from time I was like 6 months old when I first had I won't live past this age or that age and that age, whatever. So I kept, you know, once I got to that age, I go see that doctor and keep it moving. Like, we still here, doc. What's up? What are we going to do now? You know, so.
Amen.
You know, so,
all right.
And once I became, like, old enough to take care of myself and, like, I know, like, see, one thing about sickle cell, I could be asleep and wake up in the middle of the night, like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sick.
So
then it's like,
so it'll come on like that, right?
It come on like that, right? You could be asleep and dreaming about something else, and wake up, go to the bathroom, and you're in pain. Just like me, myself, I learned that once I stop feeling that.
That's a lot.
Yeah, once I wake up, if I wake up in the morning and I'm not feeling proper, I have to assess the pain. If I could take an Advil and go and lay back down and be still for like half an hour and go back to sleep, I'm good. Take an Advil and can't be still, then I'm on my way to the nursery room. So I have to assess what's going on. Yeah.
We get it. But
can you
help us out
real quick? Music.
Yes.
Excuse me?
We're gonna talk more about Prodigy. We're gonna take a music break. Just a music break, real quick, and we're gonna talk a little bit more about Prodigy and some memories that you might have, you know, in discussions and experiences with him.
So we're going to go to a song real quick, Mobb Deep, Quiet Storm featuring Lil Kemp, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
Been through it all, man. Blood, sweat, and tears. Niggas dead and shit. The fuck else can happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. I'm up, yo. Yeah, seen it all and been through it all, yo. Yes, I, you know, right now, yo, the mother for real.
Queen B, baby.
True.
Yo, blowing it with rusty ass German things. Giving the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains, it pours and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, you wanna clap me, bitches wanna rap me. Put it right where they back be. Keep my guns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the motor rollers, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. That apple out of the bat, obsessed with gas. Since a little dude eating full buck 50s. Niggas can kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly like that can leave them relaxed. Rock them to sleep. Make them think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this drug to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this drug to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OD. Cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, hard as a this is not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot. Where my rock like the fuck a lot. My Brooklyn style speak for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer, the UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm following. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. It sucks just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M O B B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D double E P. Boy, yeah, wish I lived the life I live. And yo, Prodigy, tell them what this is done. Yo, it's done. The real. To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this drug to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this drug to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my. I need that to boost my adrenaline. Yo, rock that. That real life makes they wanna thug it. Makes the projects love it. We come through like shit. Yo, want problems? Pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost is gangsta. How we rock while you watch. Attracted to our style. This is how we get down with big jewelry and big snuck. We get busy, it get grisly. Beat bloody twists to get frontin'. Get to running. For the Miz get to dumping. The fans get to thumping. MOBV got the whole spot jumping. When my step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
To make you feel. Jump them in the club, have you out and out when you bump this drug to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough.
Quiet Storm, Mobb Deep, featuring Lil Kim, Rest in peace, Prodigy. You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online with your girl, Rhonda Supreme, in the building.
Yeah, that was
one of my songs. Definitely, man.
Definitely.
You know, a big salute to Nas. I know Nas going through it because that was his people's too, man. So it's crazy. Like, the hip-hop community is definitely, you know, sad right now. It's a sad day in hip-hop, you know. Shout out to Queensbridge. You know, Marvin and Rick has given some real serious information that, you know, we definitely need to take note that we need to go to the hospital. We need to check ourselves.
Yes.
We need to make sure that we're telling the doctor everything that's going on with us. Don't be scared, you know. We got to go out there. If you don't have insurance, you got to try to see if you can state insurance or pay some type of, you know, insurance program or package. You got to do something.
Right.
Because life is short.
Right. Life is short and you only get one. You only get one. So we wanted to ask Rick, how can people who need health care in New York City obtain it? If you have any information for us on giving us, yes, that would be great. That would be great. So
every city hospital. Every city hospital in every borough. You have North Central in the Bronx. You have Jacoby in the Bronx. You got Metropolitan in the Manhattan. You have Bellevue in Manhattan. I believe you have Wyckoff in Brooklyn. I think Elmhurst in Queens. I have a list at my office. I'll be happy to scan it to my email and send it to anybody who needs it.
Okay.
City hospitals. You could actually go, if you're sick with no insurance, you can go to the ER. They can't throw you out. It's illegal to do that once you enter the ER, even if it's for a cough. They cannot discharge you. They cannot refuse you for treatment because they're in violation of the EMTALA law. Each state, well, I know for New York State, for the people that they see that they can't, that they don't get reimbursed for, New York State and the federal government give them money to subsidize that.
Okay.
You can also go to nystateofhealth.newyork.gov. Once again, New York State of Health, one word, .ny.gov.
Okay.
And that is the Healthcare Affordable Act. For New York State. Every state has their own. I'm just providing for New York. You can go on there. Log in. It's for individuals and families. I would assume it basically goes according to income. The website is very, very thorough.
All right.
You have to log in, create a username and such in order to see what you need. For people who have, I would say, a very limited income, there probably will not be too much of a co-insurance, like a monthly premium. So I encourage everybody. I don't care what anybody says, this in the government, that this Healthcare Affordable Act is trash, because if they get rid of it, my mother's told me this 10 years ago, if they get rid of something like this, It's gonna be more than that show on cable, haves and have nots. It's gonna be people walking over each other.
Understood.
Walking over each other. They're gonna be sick. The ERs are going to be overly crowded. And when the ERs get overly crowded, more people get sick because they're in a confined area and people have different diseases and people have different sicknesses and people have different viruses. And you're sitting there for 2 or 3 hours coughing over each other.
True. Never thought of that.
Yep. Now, I'll give you my email. It's my artist. I have RM Artist Management. I manage some of the people in hip hop. My email is rmillionmanagement@gmail.com. That's R. My last name is MILIAN management at gmail.com.
Okay, that's easy enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Les, we can post that up for any of our hip hop community and just our entire community. Anybody in New York City, and then if we have people outside of the city, we can
navigate. We can figure it out. The objective is for me to try to help people stop being scared and get healthy. Just go to the doctor once a year, every 6 months.
Okay.
I can give you a list of what I believe or what I ask for to be taken care of.
Right.
So I have a clear conscience. I can do that for ladies. I can do that for men. Because I have women physicians who are orthopedic surgeons, and I'm good with them. One of my doctors, Dr. Lejeune. Dr. Lejeune, if you wanted to go to a doctor, what would you tell them to, what tests? What tests would you ask? And, of course, I got a wife. And my wife manages her own health care, but when she goes to the doctor, I tell her, at this time, you need to go ask to do this. I have a 30-year-old daughter. My daughter's going to be 30. One is already 28. When they go to the doctor, tell them to do this. So I raised my daughters by myself.
Very nice. Very nice.
So, I mean, you know.
Okay.
I was raised by a lady, so I know. I know.
Right. Well, that's very helpful. It really is. We appreciate all that you do, definitely.
I'm on social media, Rick Milan. It doesn't change. All three of us. Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, and Instagram, Rick Milan. You'll see a picture there with one of the guys from hip-hop, one of the ladies from hip-hop. It's there.
I'm sure. Lots of pictures with you and the hip-hop artist on his Facebook page. Lots of them. Yeah,
I'll give you a number. I can give you a telephone number. Telephone number 646-940-0548. I just ask that people can call me and ask me questions. If I don't answer the phone, it's not that I'm looking at the phone and I don't see it. I have a 9-to-5. I'm an operations manager for Orthopedics 22 Services. So I tell my patients, you call me, I'll call you back. But I'm not sitting at my desk all the time. My wife tells me, well, I called you an hour ago. Babe, I'm in the office. My phone is in my office. When I'm in my facility, my building, my phone is at my desk. I don't carry my phone around. So I return everybody's phone call. I don't give my number for show. And I don't want to talk to that person. But I would have picked up the phone. Listen, I don't think it's a good thing that you don't call me no more. That's straight up.
You're going to answer it. You're going to talk.
I will answer it. I will take your questions. If I don't know it, I'll take your questions and I'll ask the doctor. No problem. I'm surrounded by doctors all day.
And I will attest to that because I called you. You didn't know me from Canapé. So you called me back. So, yes, he's correct. Absolutely. We appreciate you here tonight on the show because you gave information that is useful, definitely useful. So thank you, Rick. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad and humbled that I was asked to do this. It's very important that I get this message out.
That's my message. Yes, Marvin, absolutely. We want Marvin to share a little bit about Prodigy too, so we can pay our tribute. But Rick, I know, you know, you're busy with your health care and all, and I know you got business to tend to. So we just appreciate you even, you know, taking time out to give us that information on health care. So thank you so much.
Thank you. That was a good thing for me. I feel good today. I helped somebody.
All right. So we feel good too, right, Les? Absolutely. All right.
Take care, everybody.
Yes.
Have a good night.
You too, Rick.
Yeah, good night.
You too.
All right.
Yes.
Good night.
Marvin.
Yes,
this
I'm
is
here.
Just yes. What did you want to say anything about Prodigy? Definitely.
Well, you know,
definitely
gonna be a brother that's gonna be missing in the community. And I pray for him and his family. You know, this is like all of a sudden. I'm not sure. Was he already in the hospital when he got sick and went in the hospital, and was in the hospital for a couple of days, or was he out? I'm hearing
right.
two different stories.
I'm
I don't
hearing
think
that
I heard.
Too, right, Lush?
So I'm not sure how that went down. I know some people that live in Vegas that have sickle cell. I know some people that live
really?
In Vegas that have sickle cell, yes. And I can't see him, you know, because, you know, somebody was talking about he choked on an egg or something. I'm like, an egg? What the hell?
Yeah, that doesn't,
you know.
I heard that too. Did you hear that, Lush? Because I told, the person that
yeah,
told me that, I said, just stop. I said, stop
yeah.
right there. I said, I don't want to hear that because that, even if that was the case, I don't want to hear that because what it really is that he had a crisis, you know,
right.
whether he choked on something after he had the crisis, you know.
He was in Vegas, he was in the hospital or whatever after, like, the performance or whatever, that he was in the hospital
right.
for a little bit already. So I don't know. Like, I mean, we never know. I mean, I find out and see, you know, some close
most
people, but I don't know
was.
At this moment. You know.
Yeah, most likely he was in the hospital after he had a crisis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had the crisis that went in after his
right.
show, after the show. So he got
right.
got sick
yeah.
while he was on pretty much on stage and whatever.
Right.
Or
exactly.
later on after the show. So, you know. So,
yeah.
you know, my whole thing
know.
Is that, you know, it's conflicting. You don't really know. See, because my other thing is something. After my brother's death, I was like, I'm involved with a group of a sickle cell organization called Q-Scan in Queens.
Yeah.
Miss Rochester. So, Prodigy was a part of the same organization and all that. So, you know, like I ain't like I seen the brother a couple of times, you know, when I was out running around with my brother, Run D and C&J. And
right.
so I, like, you know, we'll come across one another on the road or, you know, somewhere in the club or something. The thing about with sickle cell, you can't, you know, the smoking, okay, we discussed that, but it's also the alcohol, you know, it slows
mm-hmm.
the blood flow down. The brother
mm-hmm.
that was on the phone just now, he was very deep. He knew a lot of stuff. I mean, because he learned because he was in the hospital doing messaging and all that. But, you know,
right.
but if you don't, if you, like, my whole thing is, like, I wanted to get together, try to do something that we, you know, for we got to do, we really need a mad push. You know,
we
really
we
need a crazy mad push because they don't, they pull tests. I think they test for the kids now. For sickle cell after they're born. That's like one of the tests they do. Or why they inside the mother that now they do. But but I know that a lot of people still walk around and unknown.
And they
a lot of people still out here walking around unknown.
Yeah.
They anything about sickle cell or whether they have it or not, you know, they find out about it later on. Because it don't bother, like the sickle cell trait and stuff like that, it don't bother people. But you got
right.
a trait, and then your boyfriend's a trait, and y'all don't know because y'all don't discuss it.
And then
you have a baby, then the baby got a disease.
Yep. It happened to my girlfriend. I have a girlfriend I went to high school with. She, her and her boyfriend, you know, had a baby. They didn't know each other had the trait, and the baby has sickle cell. So,
yeah.
you know, they were so upset. They didn't know. Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, so, you know, like, you know, yesterday, you know, and, you know, people told me I got to stop talking about certain things, but see, like, you hear sit there and talk about diabetes, cancer, it's out in the forefront. Sickle cell ain't just black people with sickle cell. My mother was my father Italian.
Yes, Italians get sickle cell. Yes, they
yeah,
do.
You know what I'm saying? So
wow.
You know, it ain't just a
wow,
black
you,
disease. People, I mean, it's a black disease.
You
know, Everybody got it. Everybody
got
it.
My husband is Italian.
I know. Lush's husband is Italian.
My husband
but they
is Italian.
Do because Italy was so close, is so close to Africa that, you know, a lot of Italians have black blood in them. So they do, the southern Italians especially, do get sickle cell disease and they have
we
the
got
trait
call
as well.
On the line. We got a call on the line from the 717. Remember a prodigy on the show. Tell us your name, 717.
Oh, my name is Michelle Harrison. I'm a hip hop educator and historian.
Well, hello, Michelle.
Hey, how you
Welcome.
Doing?
Hey, Michelle, what's up, Mark? I told him I promised I was going to come in. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm cooking. And I'm working on my website, and I'm listening to y'all all at one time. But I just called in because I want to share my thoughts. Back in 19, I think it was. Hey, what's up, Marv? You know, back in 99, I actually met Prodigy, and I took a picture of him, this real beautiful picture. And then when I moved to New York City, that's when I really got to know a lot of the members from Mobb Deep, like, Habit, you know, Twin One and Two, Ty Nitty, and the whole Queensbridge infamous mob. And one of the things that when I remember having a conversation with Prodigy about his sickle cells, because I have a cousin that also suffered from sickle cells as well. Then also my big bro, Marv, you know, he goes through it as well. And just getting the whole knowledge about or getting additional knowledge knowing that it affects so many of us black people. But there's something that is called the 10th element of hip-hop, and it's healthy eating and just being healthy. And I think that's one of the things that in hip-hop culture, we got to start also teaching. Not only, you know, we're dealing with our own black genocide and our crimes, but also about healthy eating. Because a lot of us, we're getting old, you know. And
yes, we are.
We don't have the knowledge of the healthy eating because of our background. You know, we come from the fried chicken and the baked macaroni and cheese, a lot of the unhealthy stuff that's really killing us. And, you know, I just wanted to come on and share my thoughts, you know, and I just want to support you all and listen in and, you know, gain more knowledge about the, about the disease. And, I called my cousin, his name's Andre, he's out of Philly. And I called him, and me and him was talking, and he said, I can understand because you know what I used to go through. I used to be in the hospital at least about 6, 7, 8, 9 times out of a year, sometimes more. So I think that's one of the things that we got to start doing now. We got to start educating. Even as hip-hop activists, educators, historians, artists, we really got to start teaching about healthy eating and healthy living, you know, because under a month, we lost, you know, Yellow Benji, educated rapper, and we just lost TC Islam, which unfortunately it was heartbroken because they sat here and said he was in the morgue for 2 days by the time they found him and figured out who he was, and then now we're dealing with Prodigy. So we lost four within under a month.
Also Sean Price, too.
It's too much, and we really gotta start educating. We got to bridge the gap with the new artists because a lot of our new artists they're getting sick. I didn't know that artist Alcina was diagnosed with some type of kidney disease. There's a lot of lack of knowledge about health, and especially in the black community. So we really gotta come to the table, everyone. I don't care if you trapping or if you conscious. It's time for us to come to the table and start talking about health and eating. And, you know, me working with children, I work here and I teach hip-hop education here in the Harrisburg School District. And a lot of my kids, they will come in the morning, 7:35 in the morning with a bag of chips and the sweetest huggy that's in the world. And then, you know, it's crazy because some of these kids that are now in their 20s, they're having some type of health issues. I just found out one of my 19-year-old students, she got diabetes. She's 19 years old. So we really got to sit down and discuss the health. Not only, with the violence and all that's going on.
And wellness, right. Because the food is fueling your body. And if you're eating empty foods like potato chips and drinking honeys that are full of sugar and dyes, what is that doing to your body and your organs? I mean, think about
Absolutely.
It. So I love it. And I looked up what you just mentioned, the 10th element of hip-hop. And there's a whole website or web page, rather, on it. And I love it. We're going to definitely spread this around because this is good. This is good knowledge.
Yeah, it's called Hip Hop is Green. I actually had some of their food when I was out in Seattle about 2 years ago. And they really, they're the bomb. There's another young brother out in Atlanta called Chef Zulu, and he teach about vegan, but he's an MC and he's dope, so it's just really about all of us now coming together. And then I always sat there to teach my students and teach my children about elders, that's why every time we have the Hip Hop Against Violence, because we do a lot with the GM Master J Foundation, we bring Marvin, because Marvin is always going to be the light of the conversation, because not only he's the elder of our culture.
Yes.
That's my big bro. Now we working his nerves some days, but I love my baby. But still, we bring him down, and have them to teach, and educate the children. So, yeah.
Oh, well, we appreciate you. I mean, you just gave some knowledge this evening. So, listen, person makes a difference, and you just made a difference today. So, thank you.
Thank you.
We have to keep in touch with you. Yes,
ma'am. And then also, I got to say this, because I got to be on my promotion thing. Make sure y'all, if you can, support the Jam Master J Foundation for you. Website. Yes, make sure y'all donate, because we're trying to help more kids. It's more than violence, but it's also with the healthy eating. So definitely.
Yes,
so, support the foundation.
We have to talk a little bit about that. Yeah, we do need to talk a little bit about that tonight, because we're in memory, of Prodigy, but we also want to utilize his life and just pay it forward, So his life was, it's not in vain, that he's gone.
Right.
He was an artist. He contributed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to definitely use this time that we're on air to help others. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. And I'm just going to sit in and listen. I love getting the knowledge.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. All right.
Okay.
Enjoy your meal.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
All right, baby. Love you. Love you too, babe. Call you a little while.
Okay.
Yes, Marvin. Marvin, people love what you do. I mean, you have the Jam Master J Foundation. Is the Foundation for Youth, correct?
Yes.
So, I'm glad that she brought that up, because is there any way that people can make donations to the
Foundation?
Yes,
you can go to the website is jasonmizell.com. The website. You go to the website, the PayPal button. Right now, this is graduation. Oh man, what's the day? I hope I didn't miss the graduation.
Today
is
the 23rd.
I hope I
didn't miss
it, because I gave kids fifth grade is going to junior high school, sixth grade like a boy and a girl, but three different public schools. I'm giving them bicycles. The highest grade kids of that school, boy and a girl, is going to junior high school next year. So three different schools in Queens. I gave them that six bikes I just gave away. I don't know if it's the day or the day. I hope I ain't miss it, but I just got whole thing is I just got out of the hospital and
was
laid back right now. Regrouping, I got to regroup because, I can't get out there. I can't hit the ground running no more like I used to.
No,
get out of the hospital today and be gone tomorrow. So, my family just said, once you sit
people.
Down. Yeah, you know, so, but the Jam Master J Foundation for Youth
okay.
is, you know, the educational program that, you know, I definitely, you know, involved with the education. I do school back to school events in August. And then Christmas, I give away, you know, I do a toy drive in Christmas. Easter, I do Easter egg hunt and stuff like that. So it's all from kids from 6 to 21 years of age. And I'm trying, you know, really working on doing, getting, you know, getting funds together for like, do a college scholarship program. That's going to be the next big endeavor. And also,
okay.
you know, we're doing a campaign now, you know, trying to raise some money to get the J-Web. I don't know if you ever heard of it. You have gotten a van. I got like 450 hip-hop signatures inside. Yeah, so we're trying to bring that back out to get some more signatures inside of it that I didn't get before that we could auction off for the college scholarship program. So we're working on that.
I like that.
Yeah.
You got to let us
the
know when the whip comes around, right? You got to let us
know. Well, you know, as soon as I can get it back on, I'll let you know. Definitely. I mean, I'm quite, you know, BST got my street sign, so I got to go get that put in there.
Oh, listen, I know. I'm going to make sure you get that street sign back. Look, if I got to bring it to you, I'm going to make sure you get that back.
Okay.
I see
so,
it
you
in
know,
the
we,
studio every time I go.
See it, right?
I'm like, yes. I see it. He took good care of it. It's up high.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody
I know.
I
left it in there for a reason. Keep it like a be seen and stuff like that.
Yes.
You know, but God is good. You know, babe, God is good. You know, so I've been around the world with my brother. You know, and God took care of me while I was on the road. Never got sick. So his whole thing is like, if Marvin gets sick while I'm on the road, and I got to show my wild pull to do. I can't leave him in another country, another state. You know, that was his main concern was I can't leave him. So, you know, I'm like, yo, I ain't going to get sick. So I had to make sure I took care, extra care of everything to make sure I didn't get sick. So that means hot tea, cut the air conditioner off. So my roommate, you know, he understood. So he like, yo, man, no problem. You know, we just got to do what we got to do. So, you know, just on the road,
and
you know, then on the – on the tour bus, I had a jacket and sweatpants. So I sat around in that.
Yes.
You know, because I can't get on a flight. Everybody got on shorts and they sit on the plane for five hours on the plane with air conditioner. I got on a full sweatsuit.
And a blanket,
you know?
Right?
And a blanket, y'all. And a blanket.
Yep.
So, you know, you don't worry about what people looking at you like, hey, what's wrong with him? Hey, I'm comfortable.
It kept you well, healthy, and you're still here with us.
Yeah. So, you know, my whole thing, like I tell everybody that got kids now, you know, a lot of these times, you know, like don't let these doctors do the guinea pig thing. That's my whole biggest, like, pick pee with these doctors. You know, everybody want to learn something different. Everybody, you know, every test you could think of, I did a bone marrow test when I was like 13 years old. That, to this day, I could, you know, if I think about that test, it still hurts.
It was painful.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, they stick the needle directly into your bone, you know, that.
And you didn't,
you know,
didn't
just,
need
you
that.
Think about
you
it, you know, yeah. I didn't need it, but, you know, if it's a test, spinal tap. You know, I know like a couple of years ago, I got sick and they get over medicated me. So I was in a coma. They did a spinal tap. You know, so when I finally came out of it, you know, I'm like, yo, certain things, I had a needle in my neck. You know, I'm like, certain things, I'm like, no. One thing about sick roots, we don't have no veins because they abuse all the veins in your arms and, you know, trying to find a vein to give you. So they'll go somewhere in your foot. They try to get your needle in your foot. I'm like, no, because once you kill the veins in my foot,
they
got to find a vein, you know,
vein.
To give you the medicine and stuff you need, which is understandable. But, you know, I had seen little kids with ports in them.
Well,
so they, because
this,
the vein is so
like,
bad.
But it sounds like you got, you know, everyone who's experiencing life with sickle cell goes through a lot, and you know, Prodigy I didn't know, you know, Lush, did you know he had sickle cell? I didn't know. So, you know, we don't know what.
They did a special about, like, it was a while. It was like he had got sick one time.
A while ago?
I think it was like a performance thing. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And they talked about it, right.
Yeah.
He looked, you know, people look healthy.
He was keeping himself up. He started looking like he was sick a little bit, though, a little bit later.
Yeah, at one point he was. He had lost a lot of weight, but he got it back up.
Yeah, he was looking real sick.
Understand, I was going to hospital and weigh 180 pounds and come out of the hospital a week later weighing 150.
And you're tall, Marvin, so I know.
That's how fast we just shed the weight off of us once we get sick.
I didn't realize that. Wow. Well, sharing the, you know, the information and your experiences means a lot to people who might not have known anything about sickle cell. And maybe even people who have it, you know, they now know that they're not alone. So we do appreciate you, you know, sharing your own life experiences, definitely. And thank you for letting us know how we can contribute to the Jam Master J Foundation for Youth, too, because
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Marvin Thompson. I'm the first one on the top of the list. It's a mega. I think I got the mega symbol from a cute dog.
Okay.
I think that's what my profile.
I didn't know you were Q. Look, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
learning something new about you. All right.
After a while, I had to go ahead on out there and venture the world.
I like that. You gotta let us know when the mobile, you know, with the signatures come out. What's that car or that vehicle called?
The J Whip.
All right, there you go. When the J Whip is ready, you gotta let us know so that Lush and I can be there for that. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Well, we appreciate
you
being here, Marvin, because
I appreciate you for having me.
Music.
Thank you.
Marvin,
I felt down like all day yesterday. I was like kind of depressed. I'm like, man, come on now.
We could
have done better because, you know, we had to sit down. We had the conversation. So I'm conflicting stories. I don't know what's what. But, you know, I know he did what he had to do to get to the hospital. That's the first thing. He got to the hospital.
Exactly.
He did get there.
He got to the hospital. So it's like what they do. You know, what did they do?
I thought so with his family, his fans and friends,
exactly.
Yeah, much love. Yeah. All right, Lush.
So thank you for having me. God
some
bless
of his
you.
Music. Oh, absolutely. We're happy to have both you and Rick tonight. So we're going to pay tribute by playing some of Prodigy's music, which, I mean, I like it all. So, Lush, you pick, all right? And Marvin, much love. We will definitely be in touch with you again, all right?
Much love. We appreciate you. And you know what? Much love. And, you know, we do better, you know? The whole entire community, we need to do better. You know, we need to go to the hospital. We need to make sure that we got people we really trust around us, that if something happened, that, you know, they know what to do. Like, my daughter knows I'm sick, you know, my husband, so I tell them, you know, if this happens, this is where my medicine is. This is what I need to do, you know.
Yeah,
cause,
that's good.
Exactly. So, it's, you know, same thing, you know what I'm saying, with Rhonda. You know, I know her kids know, you know, what her situation is, you know what I'm saying, because
I let my children know whatever's going on. This is going on. And that's another thing. My son, you know, he's young, But he was having problems, you know, in pain with his hip and didn't tell me for like 2 years. I'm wondering why his mood has changed and all. And he had been in pain. I said, don't ever do that
the whole
again.
Time.
Don't ever not tell me. Yeah. You know, we took care of it. Exactly. And now, you know, he's totally different. But that could have been something major. And,
exactly.
It, you know, we have to have those conversations with our family members and let them know that we're there for them. Don't ever be afraid to tell us anything. We love them and we want them around. And we don't want anybody to be in pain if we can help it. So that's the conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah. And you know, let go of that pride, because that pride is not going to help you when you're in pain, man. Let go of that pride. Get checked up. You know what I mean? This is Lush Radio Online. Wanda Supreme, you already know what it is, man. And, you know, rest in peace, you know, Prodigy. We wish nothing but blessings for your family. My man Illa G, he going through it, you know what I mean? Everybody at Queenbridge, you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to some music real quick, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go ahead and play My People, Nas, It's Mine. And, you know, we're going to keep running it out with some music, you know what I mean? We're just going to show love
to our dude
and just, you know, enjoy his life and you know, show him love, because, you know, life is short. And,
it is.
You know, make sure you check out Wanda Supreme at Wanda Supreme on Instagram. Make sure you check out her show. Rhonda, tell them about your show and everything.
Oh, yes. On the Grind with Rhonda Supreme airs Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on freeagentradio.com, or you can download the TuneIn app and search Free Agent Radio, three words, follow to listen. I'm on every weekday, and, you know, music, entertainment, and celebrity guests always, always. So thank you, Lush. And Lush is my girl. She supports me 100%. That's my sister. Love her to death.
Definitely. Make sure you check out ME2K each and every Monday on Motivational Mondays from 9 to 10 a.m. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. You know, you can check out all the new interviews and everything we got going on www.lushradioonline.com. And we're going to go ahead and go to some music, and also, you know, check out that All Eyes on Me movie. We had a chance to check on the interview Demetrius Shipp and LT Hudson.
Yes,
make sure you check it out. Don't listen to the haters. Check out the movie yourself.
Check
numbers
it out.
Lie.
Support. Support.
Exactly.
Support.
You know?
That's right.
We hate too much on our own people. You know what I mean? So we need to stop hating, and we need to start supporting, just like you support all the other movies. So. Stop playing
That's right.
games. You already know what it is. It's mine. Mob Deep featuring Nas. Your girl, Lushy Lush. The people's voice, baby. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people.
Yo, you know it. It's a Miss 99. Nah, it was 2000. One of those over here, baby. Straight thugs on this side. Let's do or die to the death, like the terminal ill, taking their last breath. Read your last right. God forgive me for the sin I'm about to commit. Taking the life, kill or be killed. Rather that than somebody else feeding my will. You feel what I feel, you know the deal. Keep the infrared next to my bed. One in the head, hearing noises. Dead tired eyes, bloodshot red. Sleep with half closed eyelids. Some say it's strange, sometimes it's how strange life get. Go easy on the bottle, niggas love to see when niggas slipping off point on the strength they bet. Scoping your eyes, appraising it like the Diamond District jeweler with the hand on the biscuit. Do ya wanna get caught lifted or sober so you can react quick? Blow you off the atlas as if I caught you fucking my wife or my $1,000 mattress. It's the world that I live in. QB made me. A mom that love me and the pops that raised me.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. Cause life is mine. Y'all need to get it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. Cause life is mine.
I got the style of a stillborn talamale. If it's beat, poking with the fork, make sure he's done well. The streets raise me crazy, now I'm immune to it. So when they start shooting, we don't stop the music, keep it moving, that's how we do it. Been through more drama than the ball wins, you still crawling. Apply street rules to the office, high performance, rap author.
make millions off of melodic, hypnotic productions that'll fuck with your conscience and touch your emotions. You feel me? I write a graphic page, escort niggas to their grave, relate to the project. We the black mob, it gets deeper than rap music. It's more real than any words I can muster. Pull the black Cadillac trucks up. How about some shits like what? Y'all niggas can't touch us.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. Cause life is mine. Y'all need to give it up.
Yo, son, we gotta get this loot up. World is born, son.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo,
for real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my teammate. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. You're cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Sunday shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one. Shook one. Hey, the crook, son. He just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got you, trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, them you don't play. I don't got time for your petty.
Oh, y'all niggas killers now. Oh, catch you coming out your fucking crib, nigga. Yeah, catch a fucking bullet, nigga.
I break bread, ribs, $100 bills, peel on the cotties, another four wheels, write a book full of medicine and generate mills, tour the album, only for more sales, we used to catch those on the block with krills, now it's paid shows, promoters post up bills, sign deals only if the math is real, if we can't match numbers then you can't have the head nigga in charge of shit. Live nigga rhymes artists, pardon. P Dub shines regardless, remorseless. Haunt niggas like poltergeist. My advice for it, get like that. Just think twice before you move on it. Put jewels on it, who want it? Loose niggas make the news when we start forming. Snatch strikes off of niggas' uniforms often. Doing it bad, it dealt your way out the jurisdiction. Why niggas bullshit on the grill? I don't fuck around, Dunny. It's most real, I keep it thorough, nigga. Yo, let me back up for him. Let me back up. Yo, yo.
That's it, guys. I believe so.
Sometimes I feel like that. I could write more valid than the lad. Yo, that shit is cash, trust me, done. I'll never lead you astray. Take my word, niggas wanna hear how you think. It be that shit.
shit that you wouldn't expect to win. I stay playing in they decks over and again. Speak your thoughts, put your all in it. Whatever's in your mind, spit it. Place your anger on the page, release tension on the tape, a stress verse. Seem to be what they most thirst. Makes fake niggas disperse and never challenge them. Balance in the weakness is what I specialize in. Don't you my nigga, cause you keep me hyped while I'm writing. Kept me on point in the night when it might go down. Keep my eyes wide in the daytime as well. Kept me focused on what's real and nothing else. I find it healthy to conversate with myself. I kick it with my doubt. Kept you alive all these years. It's that inner voice you should've took heed to and shit. Could've been home instead of bleeding. Maybe next time you listen when it speaks. Yo, son, I got a story to tell. Remember last week's mission? I told you bring the gun.
Yeah,
nah, listen. Without me, you be a memory. I'm the one you could come to for guidance. Bring you home alive when you wildin'. Kept you out of harm's way. Told you when to spray. Told you when it's time to put it away. And when the cops came, you were safe. Without question, I stay aware, son. I'm listening every time we speak. It's real. I know your intentions is to make sure we both safe and living and breathing. Get all respect from me, son. Believe
don't
it.
We got kids to raise and bills to pay. Enemies to lay down when they stand in our way. It's only us.
What about the click? Now if you die, is they coming when you shot? Do they feel the bullet? And when you broke, can they fix it? Alright then, you keep writing and let me do the thinking. I brought us this far without mistaking.
Voices in my head from choices that I dreaded choosing. Courses I should've took heed. Lost in my weed, steady losing. Thug stripes, badges of honor. Forced to succeed, whores on their knees. Fucking with millionaires, killers and thieves. I'm fucking so there's no feeling where I bust and I pee. I lust in cars, but I suffered and my scars run deep. I stay to myself one deep, pray to my God, cause he say when it's hard, get on one knee and ask God for forgiveness. Fuck the cast, the ice. Ferraris with 220 on the dash when your life ain't right.